Saudi authorities said Tuesday one of the country's 26 most wanted militants was shot and killed during a gun battle with police Monday. Authorities say the suspect was a key leader in the terrorist group Al-Qaeda. Monday afternoon shootout in Riyadh occurred in a residential district of the Saudi capital after police spotted the suspects driving in a vehicle. Saudi police say there was an exchange of gunfire in which two suspected Islamic militants died. One of them, police said, was Yemeni Khalid Ali bin Hajj, who was third on the list of 26 most wanted Islamic militants in Saudi Arabia. Saudi authorities said Tuesday Khalid Hajj was an Al-Qaeda leader for Saudi Arabia and the rest of the Gulf region. So far, four of the 26 most wanted Islamic militants in the kingdom have been killed or taken into custody. Some Middle Eastern experts say it is unclear whether the arrests or deaths of militant leaders is having a significant impact on the terror campaign. An expert on fundamentalism at the Al-Hawam Center for Political and Strategic Studies in Cairo, Hala Mustafa, says terror is the foundation of Al-Qaeda.
If any leaders of Al-Qaeda or any of these militant groups could be killed, for example, I don't think that this will have a real impact or direct impact on the members, so they will quit the same actions or they will quit resorting to violence or to militancy because this is their belief. And this is the whole political project of Al-Qaeda is built on or founded on this militancy. So I don't think that that will stop them.
Ms. Mustafa says the most effective way to stop acts of terror is to deny terrorist groups access to funding. Following Monday's shootout in Riyadh, police said they retrieved machine guns, pistols, hand grenades, and more than $135,000 in cash from the vehicle that two suspects were driving. The suspects were believed to have had links with suicide bombings in the Saudi capital last year, which killed more than 50 people and injured hundreds of others. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.